Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Well, you could knock me down with a feather. The merger between my affairs and Bendigo's is just about complete, you know. In future, we'll be Bendigo Pilgrim Limited with me in command. But that's not what I want to tell you at the moment. You know, for ages now, it's been understood that Stella and I would be married as soon as we could. Well, right now, I'll be free to marry Stella any day. I'm set for life in business, and I expected Stella to be on top of the world too, sort of thing. But you know what? We've been having lunch, and I just said to her, "This makes everything perfect for you." And she turned around and said, "No, the merger lets you out. You don't have to marry me anymore." And I ask you, what next?
You should be able to understand, Jeff. Should have stuck out a mile.
Well, jolly well doesn't. What's come over you?
Listen, dear. For weeks... No, for months. It's been getting more and more obvious that what everyone's telling me is the truth. But you don't care tuppence for me. You'll just marry me out of gratitude.
Oh, Stella, that's not altogether true.
It is. You know it is.
Oh, but hang it all...
Just keep quiet and let me talk. I kept fooling myself it would work out. But 2 or 3 days ago, something happened that helped me make up my mind.
Yes?
Percy Fleming was in your office talking to you, trying to persuade you to go back to Marcia and to tell me to go to the devil. You remember, darling?
Yes, yes, I remember.
Do you also remember him asking you what you'd do if I didn't exist?
Stella, this isn't doing either of us any good.
Answer me. Do you or don't you remember?
All right. Yes, I do.
With my own ears, I heard you say to Percy Fleming that you'd go to Marcia and bundle her straight off home. Oh, that rang down the curtain on us, Jeff. On me.
Stella, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Don't try. But even if you do, it won't be entirely true. You're not altogether sorry I'm walking out on you. In fact, I don't think you're sorry at all.
I am, really and truly.
That gives me something to salvage my ego with at any rate. I'm walking out on you. And if you still have me, I'm going to marry Benny Puller.
Oh, we should shut up. I feel such an infernal rotter.
Yes, I know. You're trying to force yourself to plead with me. Because you know you darn well should. I'm right, aren't I?
Yes, you're right.
So, now you'll be able to run home and break the good news to Marcia. Only it's going to be difficult, isn't it, Jeff? You'll have to say, "Look, I've been let off. Let's hurry and say thank you to Stella for giving us our happiness. Tra-la, tra-la."
Oh, Stella, will you shut up?
Yes, I know how you feel, darling. And I'm just enough of a witch to be enjoying it. Oh, are we leaving?
Yes. This needs thinking over, and I need solitude. I'll be at that bar around the corner from here. A saloon bar, if you want me urgently.
I'm still your secretary.
Till I get back from the hotel, you are. After that, well, we'll decide what's to be done. Hang on, Jeff, while I get to Kurt.
I don't know about you, Jeff, but I've already done my deciding. Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim, please. Stella Bronson. Yes, I'll hang on. This is going to be worth waiting for. Oh, hello, Marcia.
Stella, I'm frightfully busy. What is it?
I'd like to see you again this afternoon.
I'm sorry, I can't possibly. What is it?
I'll tell you when I see you. And no kidding, it'll be well worth the trouble.
But, well, why can't you give me a clue now?
See me this afternoon, or I won't tell you at all.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, let's have some coffee in the Flamingo.
Want a 4 o'clock, do you?
Do me fine. Bye for now. The whole thing's going to do me fine, Marcia. And how? And now for Benny Puller. I hope he's free. Hello, Benny.
Well, Pilgrim pays you to wander around making visits now, does he? What can I do for you?
Well, you can give me a cigarette. Thanks.
I don't suppose you've come to your senses yet, have you, Stella? When are you going to give that chap away and come and work for me?
Is next week any good to you?
What?
I said, is next week any good to you?
What is this?
Jeff's moving to the Bendigo building.
I know that. Tell me something I don't know.
Benny, a long time ago we made a sort of deal, remember?
We made several. Which one are you thinking of?
We made a deal about Jeff Pilgrim going back to his wife. If Jeff went back to Marcia, do you remember what I promised? Well, Jeff is going back to Marcia, as from today.
Where's Pilgrim now?
In a bar somewhere, drinking his conscience to death.
Now tell me truly, Stella, in words of one syllable, whose idea was this?
Mine.
You told him straight to go back to his wife?
Yes.
You weren't forced into it? Pilgrim didn't tell you he was through, he didn't back out on you?
No, Benny, nothing like that. I simply made up my own mind. This is what I want. Then, and only then, he told me how he's always really felt.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what to say.
Shall I make it easy for you, Benny?
I wish you would.
Very well, then. Will you marry me, please? Oh, Marcia, dear. I can hardly keep you in suspense much longer, can I?
Not with decency, you can't. Actually, I'm beginning to wonder if you've come unstrung. What did you have to tell me?
Well, your divorce is practically through, isn't it?
You know quite well it is. Jeff keeps you posted.
Oh, he does up to a point. And you can hardly fail to be aware that I can marry Jeff the moment he's free. You know that too, don't you?
No, don't be silly, Stella.
I'm not being silly. Far from it. Do you agree that I can marry Jeff at any moment I choose? As soon as he's free to do so?
That's perfectly obvious.
He was your husband. And now I've got it.
Look, if you don't get to the point pretty soon, Stella, I'm going to get up and leave you muttering to yourself. What is this all about?
I just want you to realize, Marcia, that you're getting Jeff back.
I'm... What?
That you're getting Jeff back simply because I'm giving him to you. I don't want him.
I don't believe you.
I made up my mind months and months ago to marry Benny Puller. All that colossal amount of money, Marcia. But I wasn't going to let Jeff go while there was a chance you'd think I'd been given the brush off.
So you're not going to marry Jeff?
I'm not going to marry Jeff.
Have you told him?
Yes.
Did he... Well, how did he take it?
That you can find out from Jeff.
After all this time... Really, I don't know what to say.
Don't trouble. I know what you'd like to say. You don't want anything from me. Well, Marcia, this is how I'm paying you back for some of the dirty tricks you've played in your time. You'll take Jeff back, and you'll probably live fairly happily ever after. But from now till the day you die, you'll know, every time he kisses you, every time you even look at the man, that he was a gift from Bronson to you. You've got him because I don't want him. Do you understand, Marcia?
Stella, you're a liar.
No, no, I'm not.
You're lying. If you're walking out on Jeff, it's because he won't have you.
Silly to go on like that. You only have to ask him yourself.
I still say you'd hang on to him if you possibly could.
How can you be so stupid? I can marry the man like that. He's what they call beholden to me. And you know how terribly righteous Jeff could be.
Don't you laugh at me, Stella.
How can I help it? Have you ever been in such a laughable position, Marcia? You've turned yourself inside out to get him back without making a solitary scrap of progress. And now you suddenly find you have him back. And why? Because I, yes, Marcia, I, Stella Bronson, can say, here, catch, and toss him to you. Marcia, you're welcome. So welcome.
Ah, there you are, Stella.
I've been waiting for you. I left the bar about half an hour ago.
You don't want me to take your letters or anything, do you?
No. That's just other business. Well, when do you want to go?
Turn in my job, you mean?
Yes.
The end of the week.
You'll stay here till then?
If you want me to.
Well, of course I want you to.
Benny mightn't agree, but I think I can manage him.
What's Benny Puller to do with it?
Oh, Benny Puller and I are going to be married.
So you and Benny, after all this time. I don't know. It should be a surprise, but it's not.
Is that all you can say, Jeff?
Well, still, it's all come to the boil with such a rush. For ages, I've taken one thing for granted, and now I'm suddenly confronted with something totally different. Just how I'm going to tell Marcia I've been, well, set free by you, I haven't the faintest idea. In some way, I can't define it. It's downright horrible. And six stiff drinks didn't improve matters either.
Well, I shouldn't let telling Marcia worry you too much, darling.
Not worry me?
Of course not. Not for a minute.
Here I am in the most momentous situation of my life, and you say don't worry. May I ask why I shouldn't worry about telling Marcia?
Because I've told her already. Simple, isn't it?
So she had to go to Marcia and salvage her rotten pride. I can just imagine how she went about telling Marcia the good news to... women. Women. Oh, well. Whatever the damage she's done, I'll just have to undo. Because nothing is coming between Marcia and me now. Not after what we've all had to contend with the last 3 years. So, Marcia, I'm on my way.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.